The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Every week, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast is brought to you absolutely free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help the show in other ways, here's a list of things that you can do to help out. Go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and make your purchase as usual through one of our links. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support us. If you like wrestling videos, go to shiningwizards.com and click the IVP videos banner. Once again, not going to cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support us. If you like lucha crates, go to luchaloot.com, and any crate that you purchase will get you 10% off if you enter the code WIZARDS at checkout. If you're looking to make a good lucha thing, visit luchashop.com and check out all the lucha merchandise there. Wizards at checkout will also get you 10% off. You can buy Shining Wizards t-shirts and other merchandise at shiningwizards.com/merch or at our pro wrestling tee shop at prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. Become our friends on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. You can send us email at wizardspodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to see our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and type in Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, the Shining Wizards Network at shiningwizards.com, or live Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern at swlive.net. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for listening, and again, thank you for your continued support. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here, the two-man power trip wrestling podcast.
I'm told that Ryback is now open for business.
Ryback is open for everything.
I went over there, and I said to the Fink, JTG is at the table, the Shining Wizards podcast. Kevin, did you just hear that?
Well, he only saw two of us. I can understand the confusion.
Okay.
What'd I miss?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here in Monroe. It's October 15, 2016. We are here with our special guest, JTG.
JTG is here.
Making that money.
Cheer.
So, and we are apparently the two-man power trip podcast.
Yes, we were introduced, Kevin, as the two-man power trip podcast.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Who was responsible for that?
The Fink.
The Fink.
No, Fink's not responsible.
Oh, no, I walked over there and I told him that the Shining Wizards have JTG, if you could announce it next time.
Oh, so it's your... Oh, I mean, you did the right thing, I guess.
No, it's not my fault. Thankfully...
No. I started to say that, but it wasn't.
Are you guys fighting? This is cute.
No. Who do you think said Chia better? Chris Lockie or Ryan Lockie or JTG?
Chia! What?
You guys don't know. All right, never mind.
We started talking while the Fink is doing announcements.
He didn't say anything the last 40 minutes.
Oh, Joey Styles looking good. He lost a few LBSs, too.
Bro, he looks like a dead body.
Nah, he looks good, man. Now he's stress-free. He's not WWE man anymore. He's looking good again.
He's very pale.
Yeah, well, he always is pale.
I might have to
Did we give our guest a t-shirt yet?
I don't think we did.
All right, relax. Jesus. Let the guy make some money. Let him enjoy himself for a minute.
Kevin, where did you disappear to?
I took a dump.
Kevin was masturbating.
I took a dump, and I drank a beer.
Not in that order. He did it simultaneously.
No, I took the dump first, and then I drank the beer.
Yeah, man.
You should have done it at the same time.
You know what? The urgency the urgency was too great.
Yeah, Torito's down there with Mr. Hughes.
Yo, can you drop kick him?
I think I could.
Well, we were here at Legends. We were having a grand old time.
Oh, Ryback is over there?
Yeah, he's open. No, he's in a different room, I think.
That's Kevin Matthews, bro.
I didn't realize there were so many people that were into Ryback.
Oh, yeah, dude. Ryback's a big deal. My kid liked Ryback, too, man.
Listen, I'm wearing a Taboo Crew hat. So the fact that you mentioned that Ryback is a big deal, well, I'm representing the real big deal, Craig Steele.
Yo, is Craig Steele here as a featured guest? I don't think so.
It's kind of offensive.
Yeah, well, Craig Steele's not here, so...
That's true.
He's offensive to me.
Did we say hello to Meanie yet or no?
I did not.
No, he said, excuse me. I said, Meanie, and he just kept walking, so he doesn't like me.
Well, I mean, can you honestly really blame him?
Oh, Christ on a cracker.
Yes,
look
this
who's
guy.
Back. Christian.
Good to see you guys again.
If you'd like, we have free copies of Rudo Can't Fail Volume 4.
Please,
we have Shining Wisdom stickers.
Please take them. Take them.
Take three.
Take them away from
us. If you want, we'll autograph one for you, too.
Yes. Why are you begging people for us to sign stuff?
I didn't beg. I said if
you
wanted us to.
You might as well have begged.
Please let us autograph it for you, Mr. Christian.
No, boost my ego.
You definitely sounded like a douche.
See, that's what I was going for. And that's how fast they walked away.
Well, he had enough of your bullshit. That's why.
Ah, they got super ticket.
Ryback is huge.
He's a big boy. That's why they call him the big guy. Who do you think would win in a fight, Ryback or Kurgan?
I don't know.
I might have to put my money on Kurgan on that one. He's a big dude.
Yeah. This is like a hockey player. A
couple choke slams, you know.
You know.
Lots of people here.
There's a fair amount.
It's packing in. It's still really early. Like,
it's 10 o'clock.
Well, that's when this stuff usually hits the fan.
All right, I guess we're going to take a break. All right, when we come back, we'll be talking about something else, I guess.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly uncensored and anti-PC look at entertainment, pop culture, professional wrestling, and current events. We also do a weekly top 10 list and fan casting. You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or the Satchel app for Android, or you can download direct from Libsyn. So come on out of your safe space and join us in the real world, won't you?
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, the Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a pleasure making his return to the Shining Wizards Podcast. Former guest, friend of the show, and NXT superstar, Chris Payne. Chris, welcome to the show, man.
Testicles.
Oh, there we go.
Testicles 1-2.
So, Chris, we've been dying to have you back on. We just haven't been able to connect with you, but...
Yeah, I'm super busy.
Since you're here, can you tell us what the NXT experience is like?
It's pretty surreal.
Thank you, J.P. Mayer. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to, break down how it was.
I get it, because you're in now. You don't want to step on any toes?
No, it's not that. I'm trying to compare it to something, and you guys are familiar because you guys are friends of WrestlePro. So being at WrestlePro, we have a tight locker room, and when you were down there, it was kind of very family-oriented.
So tight.
It's very family-oriented. Like, everybody's tight and stuff like that.
Some of the fellas more than others.
Drink every time Payne says tight.
Tight.
So
he's
everybody's
drinking.
Tight.
He's tight. No, but everyone's very cool. Everyone was, no one was too big for where they were. And everyone was talking to everybody, always willing to give advice.
What was catering like? Did you guys have catering?
We had chocolate chip cookies, rainbow cake, and coffee, and a whole lot of water.
All right, now, can I ask, what's the process from you sending, I know you did your the Tough Enough thing, right? You sent a video in.
Yeah, I did the video.
What's the process for you?
Get into that mic, bro. You're going to be fighting crowd noise.
Sorry. Do you call? Do they call you and say, we want to bring you down for a look? Do they go through the school? What's the whole process?
Well, they have that recruitment thing on their website that you can use, or people know people, so you get hooked up as an extra going that route. And then once you get booked as an extra, which is what happened with me the first time, I didn't reach out. They looked for four guys. They got four guys from our school. We went down there. And then, you know, you just make friends while you're down there, and you just keep reaching out to them, seeing if they need anybody. If they have a spot, they bring you in.
Wait, so you said you can apply on the website to get a look and whatnot? No, because yeah. I'm thinking maybe I want Kevin Garifo to apply for a spot. I think that'd be funny as hell.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Would you send awful pictures of him in, like pictures from today?
Yeah, that's it. Just miserable Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, he's...
He looks kind of upset.
We worry about Kevin a lot.
I do, too. He's a nice guy.
Did they fly you down, or you have to go on your own dime?
Normally, you go on your own dime. I just happen to be there on family vacation.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So...
Wait, was that like, hey, Vince, I'm going to be around? And they said, please come in, Mr. Payne.
I was like, brother, book me.
Do you miss not being teamed up with like Bowens and Wayward and Gamble and those guys? That's been a while. Like last time you were on, like officially, you were part of the Untouchables.
Yeah, that's right. I do, because, I mean, look at the talent we had in that little group.
Well, here's what bothers me. Bowen's blowing up, former champion. Wayward, current champion. Chris Payne, you got fucking Eddie, for God's sakes.
He's kind of weird.
I think you got the shit end of that deal.
Like, I'm trying to be nice, and I just want to tell him, dude, lose the Newsies cap.
Yeah. You know what it is? He's bald.
No, I get it. He could wear, like, a fedora or something.
He should get a wig. He should get, like, a...
He should come out with a crazy wig.
A 70s Robert Reed wig.
Yeah, but change it up every time he comes out. Like a blonde one, brown one.
Yes.
I think that would be killer.
And he needs to join you more at ringside. From what I understand, he likes sitting with Dave Destruction a lot lately.
Yeah, it's like a weird love connection going on.
I don't know, man. I don't trust Dave as far as I could throw him, and it's not very far.
No, you can't throw it. He's kind of flat-footed, a little heavy.
Who, Dave?
Yeah.
Well, he's an Italian boy. He likes his mama's meatballs, you know?
And his cheese. He loves cheese.
Fromunda?
Well, definitely Fromunda cheese.
Yeah, he looks like the type. He's gonna be like, you guys talking shit about me? This is unbelievable. They're killing me on the podcast.
Now, Chris, you're a wrestling fan.
Yes.
How you like these conventions?
As a fan, I think it'd be cool.
Take your time.
I am taking my time because
Jesus, he wants to give a well-received answer. Give him some time, Jesus.
I think they're great for fans. Me personally, I don't like going table to table and just be like, hey man, how's it going? Hey man, how's it going?
You just like when they come to you.
Yeah, that's it. Just,
you know, Chris took a few pictures already today, Matt. I don't know if you were aware.
Yeah. I saw.
It's you know, it's nice. People stop you, you know, even if it's just two.
Hey, it's two more than Matt got today.
Now, as a young up-and-comer, is it uncomfortable for you to be here?
No, it's not uncomfortable. I think it's more of a motivational thing. Because it's like one day I'd like to be that guy behind the red tablecloths, signing pictures and books and stuff.
See, we're not even good enough for that. We have black tablecloths.
I think it just kind of goes with the flow of your whole...
Yeah, we do that on purpose. It's the gimmick. It's the look. It's the presentation.
It sets you apart.
Like we're renegades?
Pretty much.
No, we're alive.
The conventions are cool. I mean, I think they're awesome. I'm not one to approach people like that and ask for their autographs. I like to collect. I collect memorabilia, so if there's they're great for hidden gems.
You just do action figures or all memorabilia?
I mean, I have action figures, but it's I don't know. More like something that like was a piece of history.
Like piece of the ring or a turnbuckle?
Yeah, something like that would be cool. It's like a decorative piece for the man cave.
Got your eyes set on anything today here?
Nope.
I got my eyes on Maria Kanellis right now.
She is.
Feel free to take a copy of Rudo Can't Fail Volume 4 if you like.
Take
They're
it.
They're free.
Of charge.
Bruce Pritchard and Bob Backlund. Taking pictures with Titus O'Neil's mom. Ricky Steamboat in the background.
Who's talking to Meanie?
I don't know. But she's got her own table.
Why don't you go talk to her, bro?
I'm good.
Mr. Hughes looking dapper and healthy and thin. Look at this
guy.
He's
very thin.
I don't know how loud I am, but that is one hell of a flat top.
That's a nice flat top.
It's very nice. It's very kept.
Oh, is Maria going to come say hi to JTG?
I would hope so.
Goddamn, she's hot. Goddamn.
She does a lot of squats, bro. Woo!
Easy with the GD, please. Thank
who
you.
Who did you...
Wait, say that again?
Is it wild how Bob Backlund resurrected his career as a crazy person?
Isn't it wild? He's been wearing the same outfit for like 15 years.
And that's the crazy part about it, right? Like, he's been doing the crazy gimmick since, like, 93. Like, he was All-American when he first came up, when he was WWF champion.
It's a lot of W's.
WWW. This is fun, man. I like this stuff. I like being amongst the people.
It's nice to see people interacting.
So who's here with the WrestlePro crew today? Who else came along for the ride?
We got the Bodies. We got the Panda himself, Falaba, Buster Jackson.
So, wait, I got to stop you. So, most of the Jackson 5 is here.
Yes.
Are you guys looking for new management, maybe?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, can you really trust a bold guy?
No, but I would put your careers in the hands of this guy right here, Matt. No doubt about it.
Excuse I would, me? Too.
You want to take over managing pizza. The Bodies?
Oh, right, the pizza.
Pizza's delicious.
You,
put
I haven't
pizza
seen
over.
You down at the racetrack.
My grandfather died, so we don't go there anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shit, that sucks, wow. Dude. I'm sorry.
He was 94. He lived a long life.
God bless. Sorry, right. I didn't know.
No, it's fine. That was kind of his thing, though. We went there for his birthday. Get the little pit, bet the ponies, and
you make any money?
Food. I've made a lot of money several times.
So then why would you stop going if you make money when you go there?
I don't know. Monmouth's far.
Oh, you go to Monmouth?
Yeah, Monmouth.
Why don't you go to the fucking Meadowlands?
Meadowlands is a shithole.
Yeah, no kidding, but it's my shithole.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Actually, my shithole is under my fucking ass cheeks. Couldn't even get that out.
Such a clean show.
Shane Douglas in front of us here talking to Mr. Bob Backlund.
We should get another liner from him where he actually
hey,
says
everybody
his
out
name.
There in podcast land.
Where is seriously, where did Kevin go?
He's probably drunk and passed out. He's probably trying to get his shit out of the room, maybe.
Here's a better question. Do we have any Lenny Poffo poetry?
Do you have the book?
Is the
you
book
don't have
here?
The book. You have the book? He's got the book.
He's got the book.
He's got the book.
He's got the book.
We should do another tribute to Lanny. So we are going to get another reading from Leapin' Lanny's Wrestling with Rhyme from the one and only Chris Payne. He's got a fine one that hits close to home, I guess.
So I should do Kamala?
Why? Are you missing your feet, too?
Oh.
Abu.
Fucking bullshit!
Some of them are long, some of them are short. Oh, here.
Some of them are bad. With all due respect.
Like filthy?
No, like, I don't know. I
like,
just...
Mae Young likes it in the shitter. Let me tell you of the tale.
Yeah, we got Bobby Heenan. I'll do that because I'm hoping my manager turns out to be, you know, 1/64th of Bobby Heenan.
Fair enough.
Here we go.
Get up into that microphone, nice and loud and clear.
Here's my opinion of Bobby the Brain, a title that no one disputes. Though some may call him eccentric or vain, his blonde hair not quite like his roots. That was quite. But he's never been stuck for an answer. He has held Mean Gene to a draw. His big mouth has the skill of a dancer, which at times leaves the Lord Alfred in awe. He just hates when the fans call him Weasel. Now that doesn't make any sense. Poor little Weasels all over the world are the ones that should take offense. Bobby the Brain Heenan.
That was good, except for when you fucked up in the middle part.
Yeah, that word is quite.
Wow, Bob Backlund just scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a little came out.
He's got to be careful throwing those cross-faced chicken wings on.
I thought he threw out his shoulder.
He's selling, bro. You could learn a thing or two from this man.
He's 91.
He's a legend.
I didn't say he wasn't. I just said he's
91.
This
is Legends of the Ring. Oh, boy.
He's going
Matt
wireless.
Is going rogue. He's going roving reporter.
Roving reporter. He still has not yet put over his pizza truck.
All right, Matt's walking the floor. This is what you've been waiting for.
I'm not really good at this.
I'm sorry we had to have Chris Payne in the interim, but this is the good stuff now.
This is the good stuff.
All right, I'm going to walk around. First, I want to see how far this goes. How do I sound?
You sound delicious. Can you hear us yet?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course.
We can see you.
Peace out, Cub Scouts.
Threw up the deuces.
Oh no.
Oh, shit.
I found some. I'm over by the WrestlePro table.
Crowbar walking through the middle.
Crowbar?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Tony, go get Crowbar.
Go get him. Well, no, take it easy. He's got his kids and his wife with him.
No, I mean, like, Tony knows him.
It doesn't matter.
I'm so glad I asked him to join us today, too.
Tony's over here. You're on the floor.
Wow, these two idiots are talking over me.
What's up?
Who, Sean and Ba?
It's not live, but we're recording.
He doesn't speak.
No, this is Bill. It's the Sandman's handler.
I thought you were talking to Ba.
Not at all.
What's good? I like your beard.
Thank you.
You don't want to talk?
Hold the microphone to his face.
He doesn't want to speak.
Oh, well, we can't hear him if the mic's in front of your face the whole time.
In your face.
Fucking.
In your face.
Bowman's walking around with the headphones. I don't know who he's talking to. He's just talking to a microphone.
Chris Payne and Tony Z.
It's not live.
Hello.
Hi,
what's up there, Holmes?
Who?
Dude, walk away. Forget it.
Man,
you find somebody else.
Terrible at this.
Boo. It's,
you send the most unpersonable guy to talk to people.
Now you know why Fala doesn't get booked.
Wow.
You have AIDS.
Do it again. I talked over it.
Cool. You have AIDS.
Fala said go fuck yourself.
Okay.
But he did like shit.
In a corner?
Yeah, I got to go help JTG. Hold down the fort.
I got this.
How do we sound?
You sound fine. I can hear you.
I'm just testing it out.
This is the Nerdport with J.P. Mayer. My guest tonight...
Oh, we found Kevin. Kevin's back.
Kevin's back?
Kevin's back with a mug.
Where'd he go? Oh, he had to put booze in it?
Did you steal that mug? What's in the mug? What's in the mug?
The fuck?
He's got coffee in the mug, and I'm pretty sure he's not giving it back.
A lot of gimmicks.
Uh-oh. I guess I'm going to have to take police action. You're right.
I feel like last time we did this, it was terrible, so...
Well, that's just because you were on.
Matt, Shining Wizards Kevin here.
Oh, hey, Kev.
Did you hit the WrestlePro table yet?
Somebody else was shooting something with Santino.
Okay.
And the Bromans and DJ Z were taking pictures.
All right. Is Jarrett there or no?
No. Jeff Jarrett is not there.
I wonder what happened with that.
Is he here today?
He's scheduled to be here. There could be a later session. But
this thing is much better than it was last year. The headphones.
Oh,
and the
mic.
Yeah, no, I can hear you fine, too.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I don't know why you're sorry. I'm telling you it's a good thing.
Oh, God. Velvet Sky is so hot.
Dude, Velvet Sky is hot. You know who's hot? Who's got, like, that weird, like hot, but, like, you don't, like, think necessarily she's hot compared to the other divas is what's her name? That's how hot she is. I don't remember her name. Who's the one that was...
Oh, good old... What's her name?
The girl,
her. I know her.
The girl who's the ring girl for TNA.
Christy Hemme?
No. The one that's with her.
SoCal Val,
yeah. Yeah. She's with Hemme. Like, she's, like, hot, like, in a way, like, you don't expect her to be hot. All right. Well, we are still here. We are here with Chris Payne, NXT superstar.
Making a big run after that beatdown I took.
Did you know that they didn't mention your name until after the match? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I got mentioned in the replays.
In the replays, that's what it was. And
hey,
it was
they
like,
put my name over, so I don't care.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. But I feel like they dropped the ball by not at least mentioning your name in the intros.
Well, I think they did that on purpose because they
authors the pain.
I actually spoke to him about that, and they were like, it doesn't matter. They're probably not going to say your name anyway. I swear to God, that's what he said.
Did you have a chance to talk to Paul Ellering, by any chance?
I did. Several times when we were going over
the
everything.
Stuff?
And
Did he kind of work the match, or did he just...
Not really. I mean, they asked what he thought, and he thought everything was good with what they were putting together. Bloom agented the match. Is that a word, agented?
Injured, yeah. I'll allow it.
We'll take it.
Is he in? Is he all in? Like, is he, like, there to
mentor?
You know what I mean? Like, is... Because when he comes out, like, he's limited in his role. He just comes out, stands, and lets the authors of pain do his thing.
Yeah, I think he's
all
kind
in,
of like a...
In other ways? Do you know?
I don't know for certain, like, on their day-to-day,
right,
like, training and stuff like that. But as far as the show goes, he was very... laid back, kind of let them take the reins a little bit.
All right.
But he also has Matt Bloom, if I'm not mistaken, said agented a lot of their matches because he's a bigger guy, they're bigger guys.
So he's probably there just as like a, you know, his presence. I do like Paul Ellering's presence. The entrance is pretty cool. He just comes out
And then he just stands there, does his little thing, and then the guys come out and do their thing, and they just really wreck shit up. So.
Yeah, he kind of like completes them.
Yeah,
you know.
You know what? I think he gives them something that they may have been missing personality wise, which again is
almost like that presence.
Yeah, it's wrestling 101. If you don't necessarily have everything, a manager will complete that. And Paul Ellering is the guy that I think completes them. I think he's the perfect fit for them.
He fits very well with them. Yeah. I think they mesh very well together.
Yeah. Again, we are here live at Wrestle. What is this?
I don't know.
This is Legends of the Ring, obviously.
Legends of the Ring.
This is not
you
coffee,
called it
by the
WrestleCon
way.
Before.
I thought I was gonna. I almost said WrestleCon, which WrestlePro will be at in March, the end of March,
March
early
30th,
April,
believe,
March
right?
30th to April 1st, which I will be in attendance for as well.
In Orlando, baby.
It's going to be fantastic. I
can't wait. Super excited.
It's a big deal to me, and it just shows the expansion and how the work of Pat Buck is
it's paying off and being noticed.
Yeah, it's admirable, and it's guys like Ryback. It's guys like who are contributing, but it's, again, it's you guys. It's the core of the group.
Yeah, definitely.
Is incredible. So that's very much to be commended. How much are you looking forward to Florida in March?
It's a tremendous deal. I'm very looking forward to it, because if you think about who's going to be there and people that have been there in the past, like, if you're trying to get to that next level, which everyone knows is WWE, like, that's where you want to be.
Exactly.
Because you know they're there. You know they're sending people out there to look for people. And you never know. I mean, I might not have been the flavor of the month back in February, but I could be in March.
You know what? That's actually a very good point, because there have been people that have worked, dark matches, NXT spots, and then you don't hear from them again for a while, but then all of a sudden they just pop back up.
They just pop up.
And then there they are.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if you look at... getting back to like what kind of how big of a deal it is, if you look over the past few years of the companies that they've had down there with the names and talent and whatnot,
for sure.
Now all of a sudden WrestlePro's there.
Yeah.
And it's like it used to be Evolve, CZW, Ring of Honor. Like, those guys are going to be there again too, but now WrestlePro
now
is.
You're
now
right in the
we're
mix.
A company to be reckoned with. Everyone
right
knows
there.
That, holy shit, WrestlePro might be the real deal, which I always thought that we were. But we've done things our way.
Yeah, but it might take you guys a little longer to get there. But you guys are there now.
Now we're there,
and now you're there, and now it's going to be awesome. And we're going to do what you guys always do, and steal the show, because it's a fun show as always. And is there anybody here that like you just kind of like mark out for like at these kind of things?
I always when I come to these, Steamboat always seems to be a regular, and.
Yeah.
I'm a little older, so Steamboat resonates more.
We're the same age, by the way. And Matt and Tony are both older than you.
Yeah, I understand that, but far as a wrestling on the what?
I'm the same age as Chris.
You're 34?
Yes.
Oh, all right. I'm 33. How are you 34?
How the fuck old do you think this guy is?
I thought he was like 37.
How
Jesus
are you friends?
Fucking Christ.
Talking to the mic.
37.
No, Steamboat is always somebody that I'll mark out for, but I'm not going to go jumping up and down to his table, but I always make it a point to go say hello to him.
Right.
And it's pretty cool to say that, like, since I've been involved in wrestling, and I never ever imagined, he knows who I am. So, like, I can go up to him, and I can smell it from here, by the way.
Sorry.
I can go up to him
I'm
and
not ashamed.
He remembers who I am and stuff like that. That's like part of the cool business. Like, some of these guys you see over and over again, and they start to know who you are. That's probably the biggest thing that I mark out for.
I mark out because we've been doing this show for 5 years, but I still mark out for everyone in this room right now. Like, I'm like, I still feel awful going up to them and but they Blue Meaty came over and said hello. Gertner came over and said hello. We have JTG immediately to your right.
Yeah.
And Bob Backlund standing right in front of me, and I just can't deal. Like, I can't. I don't know what to do.
No, it's awesome. I said earlier that, like, I don't want to, like, go up to these people and be like, oh, hey, how's it going? But but I'm still, like, excited to be around these guys.
Of course.
Because this is what you want to be, so.
Like, I want to go just interrupt Bill Apter's interview with Ricky Steamboat.
Just go interject yourself in the middle.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Bill, remember me? I'm Shining Wizards Kevin. I was also at WrestleMania 3.
You know what's crazy? I'm almost positive that Monroe was the town 4 years ago that we started the relationship between Shining Wizards and WrestlePro.
4 years ago?
Remember we did it at the Monroe Sportsplex? It
was
right across the street. No. It was Monroe.
That's that may have been before my time.
That's where Mike Della and I had the 60-minute Iron Man opener.
did you guys blow your time?
Oh, my God. Forget about it. I've never got chewed out so bad in my life, and
fourth
I was in the
wall.
Military.
Fourth wall, breaking it down. That may have been before I was there. I don't think I was at that show.
He wasn't with us in Monroe at that Sportsplex with the soccer and the basketball.
I thought it was Metuchen.
No. Metuchen had the soccer fields and the hockey. This place had batting cages, tennis courts, basketball. The Headbangers were there.
No,
that's when referee Frank Hall got hit in the head with a fucking flying chair and was bleeding like a gut pig.
I was not there for that. That was before my time.
It was pretty good.
I was probably working. That's why.
No, you guys definitely had a table there. That's when I brought my nephew to the ring after his heart surgery.
Oh, I do remember that. I remember seeing the pictures, but I don't think I was there.
Yeah, that was Monroe. It was right across the street from the Maple.
If it was there, it wasn't. If that was it, it wasn't 4 years ago. Well, I mean, you would know better than I would if it was after the surgery, but.
But I think that's where this budding relationship started.
It's, you know, and it's a great fucking relationship.
It is.
And we're PG at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Because I hate you guys collectively.
Yes, but you love me.
Like brothers.
Individually.
Individually.
In a world.
In a world. where loving another man is
we're
not. Well, it is accepted.
We will take one of them, and we will make him ours.
One of him is coming with us. That coffee does not smell like coffee.
Now, this was a bad idea, by the way.
Oh, but it was.
Yeah, it's going to be 11 o'clock. I'm going to probably stop at 11:30. I'm probably going to finish this now, and that'll be it.
Bro, we've been running for 37 minutes exactly.
Just the two of us?
I'm not that interesting. I don't know how.
It's
like,
fun, dude. Let's talk. All right, why don't we do this? Instead of talking about you more. And
why?
I'm the
focal point. I'm the NXT superstar that had 17 seconds in the ring.
I know you have a big ego now.
Tremendous. Couldn't even fit in this room.
It's not as big as your Jurassic Park car,
which is awesome.
First of all, can we just listen? This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna paint the picture of what we're seeing around us, because you guys don't know that. Chris Payne is here, obviously, WrestlePro. But Bob Backlund just took the most amazing picture ever. And this is radio, so you can't see it. But you have
but
to
just
trust.
Imagine he's just got the red suspenders and the pinstripe blue navy pants on with
just
the black wingtips.
Yes. So just imagine Bob Backlund doing the greatest thing you've ever seen and multiply it by like a million. That's what just happened. And a very lucky fan got a great picture of Bob Backlund. So that makes, you know what that makes me feel? That makes me feel like I could do that and I won't get in trouble.
He gave the guy the crush-faced chicken wing before. I'm pretty sure he's still on the floor.
Anyway, we are here live.
Looks like Matt's going rogue.
Matt's going in.
Matt's going rogue.
Where are you
going
to start, buddy? If you let me.
Do you want to do WrestlePro?
I'll do the WrestlePro table. But start. Did you end up picking up gum? By the way, I'm gonna chew gum obnoxiously.
Please don't do that, because that's like, you know what?
People that get it though.
No, but listen. When you chew gum like that, and people that slap their gums when they chew and eat and pop crack shit, and it's just like they chew horribly. People that can't stand that's an actual disease. It's called misophonia.
All right. That's
I haven't been diagnosed.
Well, that's ridiculous, first of all.
Legitimately, but it's my biggest pet peeve. But like, chew like a human being.
The thing is, though, when you first put the stick of gum in your mouth, it's not as easy to break down.
No, I hear you.
So
you gotta get the breakdown.
You have to put a little effort into it.
You got to get the breakdown. But then after that, it's like, okay, now you're just being obnoxious.
No, I agree.
And I feel like I'm watching the Beverly Hills Housewives.
I am very hot, so that's true.
Well, that's because it's fucking 92 in here.
No, I meant I'm very good looking is what I meant. I made this statement before, Chris. I might be the best looking wrestling fan that there is.
You're really not working with a lot.
Well, that's why. Listen, I know my I know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Like in this room right now, that anyone that's not actually in the business, I might be the best one. I might be the best looking one of them all.
I'll give you that.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. There it is.
I literally hate hearing myself in my earphones.
It's rough.
I don't know if that's like a thing with everybody. I can't stand the sound of my own voice. I'm sure other people hate it too. Suck well, it.
My man, Chino. Pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
See, look, now I'm chewing obnoxiously.
Yeah, I caught that.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to spit this out.
No, you don't spit it out. Just, well, just you know.
I just needed it for the breath.
A little consideration is all.
Listen, this is my show. Our show.
It's not my show. I'm just a guest.
Yeah, well, it's
NXT 17-second superstar.
Dude, that is, listen. That's
what I'm going to put on my 8x10s. As seen on NXT for 17
Dude,
seconds.
Put it back. Then you have to sign a new one and put it back on the Wall of Fame.
I will. I'll give you a new one.
And you got when you come back and look. See, look at it. Listen, all right, people. Again,
was that just Titus's mom?
Who? I don't know. But Bob Backlund just took a picture, putting someone in the chicken wing.
A woman.
A woman. Yeah. So we should actually call the police. Is what we should. Oh wait, never mind.
Nope.
I forgot.
I'm off. See nope. Something. Say something to someone else.
Exactly. Don't bother me. I'm just riding the subway like everyone else.
I'm not getting per diem here, brother.
Yeah. I just put this is what I'm going to do right now. I put the gum back in the wrapper.
And then you're going to put it in a stolen mug?
No, I'm going to. It's not a stolen. It's
you're not giving it back. Just face facts.
What? Why would I take a. You know what? Here's a funny story. At my day job.
Here we go.
I've lost every single mug. I have a Jets mug. I had a Jets mug broke in a dishwasher. I had the Shining Wizards mug, which my warehouse manager.
You guys have mugs?
We did for a very limited time. I think there might only be like two left.
A limited run of 10?
That was it. I think we just got it for us. And this was, again, this was before I was part of the show. So they had them. I saw Tony's and I was like, can I have that? He's like, yeah. We might do something else. We might open up a shop.
Let me ask you a question. Let's dive into Kevin right now.
No one wants to know.
You always talk about the wrestlers. What do you do for a day job?
I work for a company. See, this is what's going to get me in trouble.
They don't know you moonlight as a podcast.
No, they do. They do. And they're super cool, which is why I love where I work.
I don't know why they wouldn't. It's not like you're doing this like you're not Howard Stern at night and then Kevin.
Listen, people have compared me to Howard Stern.
Oh, right? I totally get it.
Yeah.
You know, because you're 6 foot, what, 5
and
horrible hair.
I have great hair.
I didn't say you have horrible hair.
Oh,
I'm saying he has horrible hair.
Yeah, he's the worst. Howard Stern, you know what? I could teach Howard Stern a thing or two, I believe.
I believe.
Have a little love. See, this is why we need. Oh, good tune.
The great tune.
What is that? Do you ever see the music video with the big ass like octopus that like swallows the whole spaceship?
What's the name of that band? The Darkness.
The Darkness. Yeah. I believe in a thing called love. Just as another in my heart. This is the best show we've ever done.
Bar none.
Yeah, I work for an online snack food subscription service. It's called Graze. I swear to God, I do. And I run the social media, and I do customer service, run the social media, do some online marketing for them. And it's out of Jersey City, which actually, sometimes when the traffic is really bad, it actually takes me through Staten Island because it's on the Jersey City Bayonne border. So it's like there. See, that's why no one wants to hear about me because you burp right when I'm talking.
It was totally natural, not forced.
That's true. You were. That was very genuine. That was
see,
a very.
There you go.
That was a very. That was a very genuine burst of gas.
While trying to burp into the microphone, he inadvertently burped in my face.
That guy. The guy that's walking away. So he thought I was talking about him.
Yeah, and while you were talking, his son literally almost ripped a rack down of collectibles. Yeah, those plaques behind you, he almost ripped the whole fucking
wall. That's like
down.
In like Korea, you could like get sentenced
to death.
Oh, they'll
kill you.
They'll
sentence you to death.
Dude, it's already 11 o'clock. This day, while short, it does fly.
And we're now at 45 minutes of airtime.
This is like I don't know how to like stop the equipment. So like,
we're just gonna keep talking. Then
we're just gonna keep talking until like. But this is like. Tony's going to have to edit this because some of the...
That's fine, but at what point does this become a paying gig for me?
No one says... I'll filibuster by myself. I've been wanting to do a one-man show for a long time. So you can get up and go back. And
if I had the ability to do that,
yeah, I
would fucking... Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
But you hate your voice, though.
It's not my voice. Hold on. We're not doing my voice. You want sound effects? I got sound effects.
Yeah, but...
If it's a little loud, I'm so sorry.
That's today in a nutshell.
Oh, that just happened.
That happened. We have that one, actually. We use that.
Yeah, but I don't know how to use your circuit board, so...
Tony, we are going to take a break, if you don't mind. Unless Matt is going around doing stuff that I don't know about.
He's got the headphones on, but he's not saying dick.
I might hit the... well, we don't want
to... Matt's taking a shit.
All right.
So...
Is he recording it? Because that's good radio.
No, apparently not. He needed a little privacy.
Well, I'll gonna hit up... When he comes back, I'll hit up the WrestlePro table and try to get a word.
I'm going to grab a coffee.
Go for it.
Okay, we'll be
here,
back.
Here, Chris, have some of mine.
No, I'm good. Is that the one with the wrapper in it?
No, I didn't put it in there.
It's Jesus juice.
Jesus juice.
All right, guys, we are the Shining Wizards. We are with Chris Payne. We will be right back. Chris Payne will not be back, but thank you very much.
Yeah, he sucks.
But no, he's the best. He sat here for 45 fucking minutes.
Go follow me, at House of C Payne on Twitter.
There it is.
CPayne24 on Instagram, and Chris Payne on Facebook.
There it is. We'll be right back. We'll have some guests, so stay tuned.
Yo, when I want to get my girl naked, I flash the Zubaz.
Everybody knows when I'm excited when I wear my Zubaz.
Slide over that fanny pack and show that visible erection in your Zubaz. Zubaz.
Shining Wizards are happy to welcome Zubaz as a brand new partner to the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast.
If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants.
Zubaz.
We'll wear fucking Zubaz everywhere.
Are those Calvin Klein jeans you're wearing?
No, my brother. Those are Zubaz.
Dude, they have sock. They have a tie.
They have stretch pants, too.
They have a Road Warrior animal lucha mask.
Do you want to dress like the Sandman?
Then get yourself
Zubaz. They're so hot right now. Oh, yeah. Zubaz.
Get all the fly bitches wearing your Zubaz.
The Legends of the Ring, I am here standing by with the one and only Blue Meanie, aka Hold My Calls. He is he's one of the best, one of the nicest guys in the business. I want to talk to you a little bit about what you have going on down at the Monster Factory, because that's something that you really care about a lot, correct?
Oh yeah, I mean, and thank you for the shout out for the Hold My Calls gimmick. The Monster Factory is it's a lot of fun, man. Gives me an opportunity to get back to the business. They gave me so much. You know, I'm here at this great convention and seeing a bunch of great friends and stuff like that. And I got here by, you know, doing a lot of good things. And I made a lot of mistakes along the way, too. So if I could pass that knowledge down to the next generation of, hey, I did this, don't do that, you know. It would all be worth it, because I see so many guys making so many mistakes, and you can only, you know, reach so many people so much time. But we got a good, you know, batch of kids, and we got a couple kids in NXT, we got a couple kids in Ring of Honor, and having a blast.
That's so amazing. And Danny Cage actually just got verified on Twitter. Yeah. Like, that's amazing. That's like life goal accomplished, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I recently got verified too.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was just the most bizarre thing ever. It's just, I went to my page and there's a mysterious blue check, and they're like, oh, you've been verified. I was like, hallelujah.
Like, you should have been verified a long time ago, but yeah. Like, it's weird that in 2016, that's what we base, like, we don't do that, but like, if you get that blue check and you're like, yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, it's the simple things in life, you know, it doesn't cost anything, but it's a good for the mood, you know, put you in a good mood, you know, somebody likes me.
Exactly. What is it about these conventions that you may enjoy? Is it like the old and the new and everything that comes together, and just it's just an environment of wrestling fans? Is that something that you enjoy a lot?
Yeah, I love meeting the fans, but you know, like, just look at the room. You know, I'm seated right behind Tito Santana, who is one of my all-time favorite wrestlers, and then, you know, I'm next to a guy like Matt Tremont, who's, you know, a phenomenal guy, and he's doing good things on the indies. And then I look around the room, I see Adam Rose, who's a sweetheart of a guy, and just to see some of the nostalgia here too. Like, You know, there's so many cool things to look at. Because I'm still a fan. People try to use the word mark like it's an insult. You know, we're marks in this. We're in this business because we're marks. And that's why you put up with half the hassles you put up with in this business, because you love what you do. Yeah.
And I mean, you and I are friendly. It took me like 10 minutes just to like get up and talk to. And even though you came over and said hello earlier, like that's like I don't know what to do. It's so bizarre because I grew up. I'm 33 years old. I grew up loving everyone in this room, and I don't know how to act in front of them. Is that something? Is there any advice for someone that's kind of like not in the business but on the outside looking in that you would give to someone to approach a professional wrestler?
Just treat them like they're a person, you know. And if you think you have something funny or witty to say, just imagine that somebody's probably said it a million times. Like, people go, oh, blue hair, huh? You know, yeah. Oh, I've never heard that.
All right, well, I see you have some people waiting for you. Good luck, and CZW, Monster Factory, BWO, everything. Thank you very much, Brian.
Till we meet again.
Oh, you got it, brother. Thank you.
Grab Sam Houston.
Kev, that was great.
Sam.
Yes.
Shining Wizards, Kevin here. Just want to grab a couple quick words with you, if that's okay.
Yeah, which ones do you want?
I'll take...
I got hello, I got how you doing, I got hey.
That's fine, I'll see you later.
Okay.
No, just kidding. Sam, how do you do these conventions often, and do you enjoy them, and does it bring out memories and stuff like that for you?
Oh, yeah, I love coming out here. I haven't done very, very many of them. I was award of the state of Louisiana for a few years, but, you know. But I've got over 7 years sober now. I haven't touched a drop. I've changed my way of living and everything. I'm living for the Lord. I love coming here. I love being in the ring. And I was in the ring in Shelby, North Carolina, so the other night. So and the people just went nuts. So I'm getting back in full time. All the young guys that are in there, this old man's bringing it. So better be able to get yourself in good shape, because I'm old school. You know, before we got in the ring, back when I was coming in, we could go out there and rip out 1,000 Hindu squats and stuff. These boys today, some of them can, some of them can't, you know. And I'm just going to get out there and show them what I got.
Awesome, man. That's great to hear that. 7 years sober, that's amazing. When you see the young guys here, along with some of the guys that you worked in the business, what triggers emotions for you? Like, what actually, like... Do you feel like you're back in the game when you do stuff like this?
Not really. Not when I'm doing stuff like this. Now, when I'm at an event, you know, and I hear the national anthem and I hear the whole nine yards in the crowd noise, and I'm able to get in the ring, that's when the excitement comes. This is great. This is true for me. This is like being able to shake the fans' hands and stuff and see some of my old buddies and stuff like that. This is great, you know, and you trip down memory lane, but there ain't nothing like being in the now and in the present and in the ring and going for it.
Just hearing you talk, I have one more question for you. Just hearing you talk is I see the passion, I see the enthusiasm in your eyes. Highlight of your professional wrestling career, what was it, when did it happen, and tell us a little bit about it.
I can't give you just one highlight, because I was afforded, or not afforded an opportunity, but I worked my way up the ladder. But I was in the ring with everybody, from Ric Flair to Kurt Hennig to Eddie Gilbert to Crusher Khrushchev to all the greats. The one champion that I didn't get a chance to wrestle and I always wanted to would have been Nick Bockwinkle, because what a learning experience that would have been. But I was in the ring with Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Ric Flair, just everybody. Everybody that the business threw at me, I was there for. You know, and it's because of that I think I did so well. You know, because when you're in there with somebody that's that good, it pulls out the best in you, you know. And it always worked for me like that. One guy, I can't say one guy or one shining moment. The Great American Bash would have had to be, I pinned Superstar Billy Graham. 30,000 people were screaming my name. But that was just the first of many nights like that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good were you?
12.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, guys. This was Sam Houston. Any parting words? Anything you want to plug?
Well, do you think I was a 12?
Dude,
You have no idea how, the admiration I have for you. I'm still marking out right now, so I apologize for that.
When people come up and they start talking to me and they were like, oh, my, you were so good, you underrated this, that, and the other, whatever it is, you know, I'm on a walk now that I'm not going to be second best at anything.
Well, see, that's another, and I'm gonna let you go, but underrated is such a bad word to say when you know the person's good. Like, it's not underrated. Maybe utilized, I guess was the word, but like, I don't think you were underrated. I think everyone knew you were fantastic because everyone knew the shit that you did.
Yeah, that's cool, you know. I always give it my all, you know. When I came back after I got hurt in 91, I'd grown complacent. And if you don't mind, I'll tell the story real quick. I got complacent when I was tagging with Charlie Norris. I did just enough to get by. Now, yeah, I did make five tours, successful tours of Japan, one in New Guinea, Australia, just everywhere, y'all. And we were living life. But as far as my ring work, I'd gotten complacent. And I was a little bit scared of getting hurt again. You know, I spent 9 months partially paralyzed. And then the Northridge earthquake hit. I re-injured myself. And it was another 6 months before I got in the ring. Now, I won titles when I got back in there. And I did this and I did that. And I went all over the place. But I didn't push myself the way I needed to. I didn't find that in myself till I was in prison. In J. Levy Dabbity, I'd gotten a ticket for an improper lane change. They threw that out, hit me with a DWI fourth offense. I told the district attorney, I said, I've never had a third offense. He informed me that if he had to redo the paperwork, he was going to hit me with the Habitual Offender Act and set me down the rest of my life. Or I could sign this paper and get 10 years and do five. Or if I fought it in court, I'd get 30 flat. Well, I signed the paper. I don't know much about these things. I signed the paper. I did my 5 years. I've got over 7 years sober now. You know, my mom died the week after that I was in prison. She passed. That's the night I promised never to drink again. 4 days before that, I tried to hang myself in the cell. Both nooses broke. I did it. I made the nooses, ran them through the bars, got on the top rack. You don't know where you got to get in your heart to be able to give up like this. But I wasn't going to spend 30 or 40 years, you know, in that situation. So I said, God, only you can stop this now. And I jumped. Both nooses broke. 4 days later, I lost my mom. I promised that night never to try to hurt myself. And then 4 days later, I promised myself not to drink anymore. And that's what I've been doing. Well, when I got transferred to a place called J. Levy Dabbity in Pineville, I found something in myself there that Paul Ellering had told me years before. He said, Sam, I love watching you, your matches. He said, because you always go that one step further. And I didn't think about it that time. When I got in J. Levy Dabbity, then I started working, and I started working hard for the road crew, for the army base, different places, and I found that desire to go one step further. Now that I'm out of prison, I've got 3 years on the streets and everything. That's what I'm doing with everything. I put this principle in my life every morning to always go that one step further. You know, I can do good, and I can do good, or I can do this or that or the other, but unless I give it my all, I feel like I'm cheating the fans and I'm cheating myself, and I'll never do that again, fans.
That's absolutely incredible. An incredible story. Sam Houston, thank you very much.
Hey, get back with me. We'll talk a whole lot more.
We'll have you on the show, and we'll talk. That's amazing. Guys, thank you very much, Sam. Very deep stuff from Sam Houston, a guy who's obviously been through a lot.
Dude, that was amazing. He mentioned his team with Charlie Norris.
High Chief Charlie Norris.
Kevin, that was awesome, brother. You
no,
got this.
No, this was fantastic, and honestly, a lot more than I was expecting out of Sam Houston. I'm going to make my way over to, let's see where I'm going to go. Did we get a word with our guest at all?
Not yet, but we got time.
No, but I'll hit him up first.
You got it.
All right. Monroe, New Jersey, Legends of the Ring. We're here with our very special guest, the Shining Wizard hosting, the one and only Crime Times, JTG. JTG, thank you very much for joining us, and we want to thank you. What is going on, and tell the world what you're up to.
Hold on 1 second before that. That was an okay introduction, but again, you know, I like to do my own thing. You know, hold on 1 second. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. That's right. You have something, right? You do that, right?
Yeah, I do this thing. Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if I remember. Hold on.
Yo, it's your boy JTG, a.k.a. the flyest man in sports entertainment, a.k.a. the urban legend. Holla at your boy.
fucking the Fink just ruined. He just blew up your spot. The Fink. The Fink just ruined. Is that like if there was anyone that could like interrupt you? Would it be the Fink? Would that be the one person that would be allowed or no?
You know, I gotta allow Howard Fink because that's the person you want to announce you.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? I should. You know what? I should go put the microphone in his face and then he could come over and talk to you. Listen, we want to thank you for coming out tonight.
Thanks for having me, man.
Not tonight. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, but
feels like tonight. Jeez,
doesn't it? So what are you up to? I know you have a busy schedule. What's going on with you right now?
Man, my weekends are booked. You know, I'm having fun on the indie scene. Prior to me wrestling, when I was in OVW, I had no experience on the indie scene. And now that, you know, being released with being away from the company for 2 years, I'm getting to feel how the indie scene is, and I'm loving it.
Oh, so you're actually, do you enjoy doing stuff like this when there's not necessarily a guarantee of what you'll do with your merch and all that stuff?
I definitely love engaging with the fans. You know, we got a fan right here. He's looking at, he wants to buy a book. He's going to buy a book.
You know what? That's Christian. I actually know him, but he's all right. He'll buy a book, Christian. Christian, buy a book. No, but for real, though, I mean, that freedom, is that something that's under or overrated?
It's definitely
underrated, probably.
Underrated, definitely. You know, the freedom, not having contracts, just do whatever you want. Because I could, you know, I just did a voiceover for a comic book, you know, for, it's going to be an animation now. And with WWE, I would have had the freedom to do that. You know, I also did doing auditions in LA. I would have had the freedom to do that. So The freedom is great.
Well, this is amazing. You've been on our show a couple times, and he's actually going to sell some merch right now, his book, which is... Damn, why did I write this book, too? I know the name of it. I just had to look at it.
Sorry.
There it is. We're back with JTG. And again, you're talking about it being liberating, being on. Like, now, something like that just happened. You signed a book. Like, that's not like signing a picture. That's not signing just like an autograph or taking a picture. You signed something that you wrote that's in your heart and that's something that you mean and you enjoy. What is that like?
It definitely feels good to create something and put it out there, and the fans just love it. The response that I'm still getting for writing this book, for both of them. Is a great feeling. And I recommend anybody who has a book on their head or something that they want to do and they've just been procrastinating, I definitely support entrepreneurship and following your passion and doing your creativity.
Yeah, so definitely exploring your creativity. Where do you find your creativity? Where is that, like, as a performer, as a professional wrestler, where, like, is that innate or can that be learned?
That cannot be learned. You know, for me, my creativity is telling a story. Anything that allows me to tell a story, I'm all down for it. I'm writing a play right now. The book, third one, I might do one on the indie scene. I don't know. I'm doing a... creating an app next year. I'm going to be dropping an app next year. I'm going to come back on the show and I'm going to give you the details about that. But I'm definitely staying busy.
All right. Well, this is JTG. Thank you very much for joining us today. And I'm not going anywhere, but I'll see you in a couple minutes. And be sure to say goodbye before you leave.
Cheer.
Oh, one more thing. Have you heard that Ryan Lochte does the cheers?
I think I saw him at a SummerSlam a couple of years ago, and he was trying to get this cheer thing over. I was like, yeah, I've been there, done that.
All right, there it is. That's the perfect way to end an interview. That was JTG. His book, Damn, Why Did I Write This Book Too, is available, and he's one of the best guys that we've ever had on our show. And we're going to make the rounds,
yeah,
I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kevin, you're fucking killing it, bro.
All right.
I do want to go get a picture with Sam Houston, though, at some point.
He said you can do that anytime, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Should I just go straight to the WrestlePro table, I guess?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Just don't talk to Fala. Fala's an asshole.
He's the first person I saw. It's all like,
who, Fala?
Yeah, he's right over there, yeah.
He's fucking depressed.
Who's depressed?
Fala, look at him.
Sean Donovan here. Plug what you're doing.
Working with WrestlePro, myself and Michael Blake, back together again, reinvented as the Wrestlepreneurs, and you can see us with WrestlePro every single show coming up.
Goddamn right. That is my man, Sean Donovan. Joel Gertner. I just happened to see Joel Gertner here. Good. Very very well. Shining Wizards are here. We You're a very...
Shining.
I am shining.
For the benefit of the people who don't have access to the video, because it's only it's a podcast. Not to say only, but it is...
Yeah, that was kind of me.
It's audio exclusive.
Yeah, a little bit. For now. For now.
See that you are shining bright like a diamond in your kind of Bret Hart-esque pink and not quite black, but it'll do. Black might have been an extra 75 cents a shirt. I don't know. It's like a dark, it's like a midnight blue. Wow, you guys, always affordable, man. You guys are taking...
Well, that's what we try to do. Real quick, tell me how you're enjoying the event today, and tell me what these kind of conventions mean for both the talent and the fans alike.
Well, this one's a lot different than any of the other Legends of the Ring in Jersey that I've been to, because, for example, 50% of the fans have not been here ever before, give or take 49% either way. And then talent, likewise. You know, some of us are the same ones that'll come out for anything just to be off the couch for a day. And then, you know, some of the other people are just maybe new to the scene, or they just don't really understand what they're in for yet or whatever. So, no, man, great time, a lot of fun, always cool hanging out and just, you know, sharing stories, catching up with your fellow people that are in the business that you all love. You know, it's a labor of love for all of us, or else we surely would not be here on a Saturday morning / afternoon.
There you go. And please don't call me Shirley. No, I'm just kidding. Totally, that was the worst thing I could have ever done.
Like reference.
Yeah. Joel Gertner, thanks for taking a second.
Dude, you're the man standing next to the man, standing next to the man. Although I don't know who's at my left, so that's argue.
He's not that cool. You're good, though. That was Joel Gertner, everybody.
Kevin's out there. He's killing it. We're killing it. We finally picked up. We got our energy. It took a couple hours because we were beat to shit. I slept on a floor last night. It was not a wise decision on my end. Maria Kanellis is to the left of us. A bunch of the WrestlePro guys are hanging out with us. This has been a great time. Slow start, but we are rocking and rolling now. I think we've given away a fair amount of Rudo Can't Fail, so that's a plus. No one's really been stopping by for trivia, but we haven't really done a good job of promoting it. We put all our eggs in the JTG basket, a nice poster. We got the new banner, and he's doing well. He's getting a lot of business over here. Oh, man, Maria. All right, we got to get Kevin to do Maria if she's willing to talk to people. He's talking to Ryback right now to make sure it's okay to talk to us. But if she's willing to talk to people, then Kevin should go and talk to Maria.
Oh, absolutely.
I was just giving a rundown while Kevin has the mic off. Oh, Michael Bennett's back.
We should go. He should talk to Mike Bennett.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a long time since we talked to Mike Bennett.
If Bob Backlund would
get apparently,
out of
my life. That was a no-go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who was a no-go?
Because I guess if it wasn't about promoting the show that's tonight, he didn't really want to talk to people.
All right, fair enough.
Which is fine. But I do have, maybe, Crowbar just walked by, but I didn't get him.
All right, are we taking a break? Or?
Yeah, take a break.
All right, we'll be back.
The High Spots Wrestling Network is proud to become a partner with us, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, to offer listeners one free month, that's right, one free month of the High Spots Wrestling Network. Go to the website and use the code WIZARDS, make sure it's in all caps, and all new accounts will gain access to over 2,000 hours and counting of premium wrestling content. The High Spots Network features top worldwide promotions such as PWG, Progress, RevPro UK, WXW, WSU, and it highlights many regional U.S. promotions such as PWX, Full Impact Pro, NEW, the Queens of Combat, IWA Mid-South, AAW Chicago, and many more. Subscribers will also find hours of shoot interviews featuring all the episodes of The Kevin Steen Show and Old School with Steve Corino. They're also highlighting the original content that High Spots produces, such as documentaries featuring Jim Crockett Promotions, The Rock and Roll Express, and fan favorites like $5 Wrestling. Something for every wrestling fan can be found at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. For the low price of $9.99 a month, that's right, $9.99 a month, fans can stream hours of content to their mobile device, tablet, PC, or stream on their televisions through Roku. Check out the High Spots Wrestling Network today, HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, proud partners of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
All right, we are here at Legends of the Ring in Monroe, New Jersey, with the one and only Santino Marella. What is your feelings going into tonight at WrestlePro?
Well, I never had a chance to go do a lot of the indies in the Northeast when I was an up and coming professional wrestler. I had six indie matches, and then I went to Japan and OVW. So for me, this is kind of going back and filling in those blanks that I left in the beginning. I love meeting people on a intimate basis and getting to talking to them and getting to know them and where they're from and let them get meet the real me instead of the character Santino and stuff.
And that's actually a very good statement that you made. Meeting intimately meeting people that you've worked with and fans. That's like some things that at these kind of events doesn't really necessarily happen all that often. Is there a difference between the people, like the conversations you have with like the people that you've worked with and the fans?
I mean, yeah, there's some insights that some of the legends will have that we can talk about that fans won't know. But fans are also pretty knowledgeable about wrestling in general. So the conversations aren't too different.
What are your feelings about, I guess, about the sheets and stuff like that? Do you feel like less is more or maybe more is less?
Well, everybody is entitled to an opinion. When it comes to wrestling, it's really just opinion-based. You might like something totally different from me. And if I'm the promoter and you're the promoter, our shows will be very, very different. Everyone's opinion is equally valuable. You know, there's obviously the social media took away from some stuff. I wish people just enjoyed the product and watched, you know, stop putting this pressure on the whatever company that to have an influence. It just, I mean, but that's different. Television's different. The way people consume media is different now. So it'll never change back, but...
Point 100% taken. Last question before I let you go. You were a fan prior to becoming a professional wrestler, correct?
Yeah, my family, we're wrestling fans.
So when you watched wrestling, growing up, I think you're around the same age as me. We didn't have like AOL or Twitter or anything like that. How did you find like professional wrestling that you didn't know other than maybe like the weekly shows?
All I really watched was Saturday afternoon. I didn't get any magazines or any tapes, and I'm not one of the biggest wrestling fans, believe it or not. When it comes to like knowing the history and different territories and who this promoter was and who that guy, even today when I'm here, I'm like, who's that guy? I love the craft and the art of wrestling and professional wrestling and grappling and that kind of stuff I love.
Plug whatever you have to plug, your battle arts, everything like that.
Yeah, battle arts. I'm in Toronto. If you want to come up for a training camp, take a week, get some friends, jump in a car, come train with us, and you'll have an awesome time, man.
Thank you very much, Santino.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kev, that was great. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that was good, man. That was real good.
He was very nice. It's amazing. It's now.
He's very well-spoken.
There's Kevin Sullivan. He's right here in a Boston Red Sox shirt.
Aboo. All right. You see anybody you want to grab, go crazy. They're... It seems like as it gets later...
I need more original questions. Give me another question. Just other than how do you feel about today and what and this shit. I'm not going to ask him about TNA, obviously.
No. Was there somebody that you ran into today that you were excited to see?
Yeah, these guys have been around for a while. I got you. I just need to get my brain fueling.
I hear
that's
you.
All.
Hold on. I'm thinking.
No, I got it. I'm going to talk to Kevin Sullivan right now.
Yeah, why not? He's not a very big man.
Oh, and Shane Douglas is right next to him, too.
The franchise.
They both know us, right?
Yes.
All right.
Shane's just remember, his memory's a little shoddy. He left us that liner where he didn't even say who he was, so.
All right. I don't know what to do. People are paying money for stuff, so I feel bad doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't, you know, keep it moving.
All right, bro, man, seem to be free.
All right, cool.
Need a leading question. I'm drawing a blank.
I mean, Robbie E's fighting Kevin Matthews tonight.
Oh, very good call. Alright, you know what? I'll throw some layups.
Yeah, make it nice and easy.
Alright, I'm actually really scared now because I've been standing here for like 4 minutes like an asshole with nothing.
No, you're good. You got this. Just go in and do your usual thing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait a second.
Fallout Boy. Oh.
Fallout Boy. Say what?
What?
What? Well... No.
Recorded?
Yeah, we're gonna release it later.
Oh, nice. What's up?
Oh, this is a gentleman by the name of Jack Daniels.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, he's Jack. That's we're not gonna say who it is.
What do you think about Fall Out Boy?
I like some of the. I liked when before they became popular, but.
Oh, okay. We need to go to a concert one day.
I will do it. Listen, I'm gonna go to a Fall Out Boy concert with Jack Daniels.
Kevin's gonna talk to the bromans.
I need him. That's a perfect first question. Thanks, Rob, for letting me sit in your seat. Well, you don't. We all need followers on Twitter. What would be your best advice for people like myself who only has 440 followers on Twitter?
I guess you could find some weird fan on Twitter to buy you followers. That's what happened to me recently. I had like a solid like 60,000 like real followers, and then one day I just had a notification pop up on my phone saying, "Congratulations, you've reached 100,000 followers." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Was I on TV or something? How did I get 40,000 followers in one day?"
This is DJ Z, by the way, Zima Ion here, who just reached 60,000 followers, which is more of a milestone than I could ever, like, if I get married and have kids, this is more of a milestone than what that will be.
Yeah, well, I didn't reach 60,000 followers, like, yeah, but that's what I had built up to at that point. And yeah, suddenly I'm up 100,000 on Twitter, at ZimaTNA, by the way, and I'm like, dude, was I on TV? How did I get 40,000 followers in one day? And then it kept going up. It's like, you've reached 150,000. Congratulations, you reached 200,000. I'm like, what is going on right now? And then finally, some weird dude tweets me and says, "Hey, man, I got you those followers." And I responded to him. I'm like, "What do you mean you got me those followers?" And he tried to play it off like he spread the word. I'm like, "Yeah, you really spread the word to 100,000 people." This dude bought followers for me, and then I didn't thank him because I'm like, I didn't ask you to do that. Great, now I have no idea how many real followers I have. Thanks, bro. You just like made things way more complicated for me. He got so mad that I didn't say thank you to him. This dude tweeted Dixie Carter saying, "Zima Ion won't thank me after I got him all those followers. Hey, sorry, bro. I didn't ask."
Dude, so this is like, is this guy like kind of considered like a creditor to you now? Like if you file for bankruptcy, will you owe him money?
No, we're not giving this guy any kind of credit. Like, whatever. It is something I could, like, tell people when I'm trying to get free protein bars and free snacks. I could say, yeah, I got 200,000 followers. But you know what? I keep it 100. I keep it real. I've probably really only got, like, 70,000 at this point.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. We're also here. This is with the bromans. DJ Z, Robbie is here, and Mr. Pectacular Jesse Godders. Jesse Godders, let me ask you a question, sir. How many followers do you have on Twitter?
I don't know. I could check right now.
This is live. This is breaking news, people, because he probably had like 6 by the time I asked that question. This is the legit conversation we're having right now. I'm sorry, I'm hovering. And this is just me bantering.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse Godders, certified. That's a holy shit. That is 534,000 followers, people. That's amazing. Jesse, how are you enjoying today?
It's great. I get to hang out with DJ Z and Robbie E, two of my best friends. It's something that we actually look forward to all week. We actually got to stay the night at Robbie E's house for the first time ever. He's actually going to be having twins. That's right, 2. He's going to be a father of 2 newborn babies. That's 2 human beings that he is now going to be responsible for and have to take care of and be the sole provider. One of the things that obviously he's looking forward to in 13 days' time. So I actually think that you need to ask him how he feels about that, being a father in 13 short days to 2 newborns.
That's, again, more breaking news from 534,000 followers to Robbie E being a father soon of 2 people.
My advice, if you want to get followers, get on TV. CBS is a huge network. Pop TV. I've been on ESPN. Yeah. Granted, we were on Spike TV, but I've been on ESPN. I've been on a handful of different projects, obviously, but that is something that you should definitely take your podcast to. Interview people that obviously have a different fan following from different demographics, attribute to different topics, different trends, things like that, post different, find out whatever the hot hashtag is and make sure that all your tweets have that inside it. Retweet things, find people that might be of less importance or people that are on different networks or producers or directors and things of that. Follow them, retweet, post out, get out their information more. I mean, you're going to be able to garner more followers as well.
You know what? You just got all of that advice, those words of wisdom from Jesse Godders, free of charge. Like, you could have like paid him. Like, he could have charged for that kind of like knowledge. This dude's got a solid social media following. He knows what he's talking about. And I'll give you one more piece of advice too. Whatever you do, do not do this. Anyone listening that's trying to get more followers, whatever you do, do not tweet every single wrestler you know and ask for a follow. You're never gonna get it. It's pathetic, it's sad, and maybe I'll consider it. But then I'll click on your Twitter and see that you've asked Jesse, you've asked Robbie, you've asked Adam Rose, you've asked Follow over here, you've asked everybody to give you a follow. And then I'm just like, nah, man. Like, really? You're going to spend all your energy doing that? No, it's not good etiquette.
It's like when people say, hey, can you wish me a happy birthday? And you just literally, they did the same exact thing to 500 other people.
Exactly. Come on now. Like, there's better ways to spend your time.
But
right. So basically, people are that's actually very good advice, and I'll take it to heart, obviously. Wrestling question. This is a convention with wrestlers that have been around for decades and people that you work with all the time. What is something that you guys enjoy like most about seeing some of these performers?
Wait, I didn't understand the question.
Yeah, that was pretty bad on my part. I've had like 5 Jack Daniel shots. What you guys like Kevin Sullivan, Bruce Pritchard, right across, Tito Santana right across from you, and you got guys in your current era like next to you. What is like the best thing about that?
Respect, because if it wasn't for them to lay the groundwork, we wouldn't be here today. And that's, I mean, there's just a mutual respect for obviously us coming through now and then obviously transforming and turning wrestling into what they did at their time. And there's more athletic talent. I mean, look at DJ Z here. Like, he's sitting here rocking it till the wheels fall off because he has to. Like, this kid goes harder than anybody on our roster. But because he has to now, because there's more athletic talent and abilities in today's wrestling than ever before. You know, back in the day, everything was more character-based, and that's what it should be. You know, that's how I feel. So without them, there would be no us, and without us now, like, there'd be a big trade-off, obviously.
That's amazing, guys. Thank you very much, DJ Z, Jesse Godders. Thank you very much. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. And I'm going to come back to the table if you guys are there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, our friend. I started stumbling over. I think the Jack Daniels actually started hitting me. But
I wish we did. All right, fair enough.
And I definitely just broke the microphone.
No, I can hear you. The mic's not broke.
No, the foam came out. But
foam?
All right, I'm going to ask, Buster Justin and see if we can get Bruce Pritchard.
Yes, he's over here. He said you can.
You going with Justin.
Oh, all right.
Kill it.
Give me a question.
Bruce Pritchard, brother love.
Ask him if he really loves you.
He didn't talk to him yet. He's throwing me right into the fire.
Okay, you got this, Kev.
Come on, Kev.
Word up.
Come on, Kev.
I love you, Kevin.
I'm taking off the headphones for a quick second just so I can hear.
Fair enough. Gonna pontificate. I keep saying pontificate.
Because you're a douchebag.
I want to talk to Mr. Backlund right here. Wonder if we can do that.
Lamarck.
He's a mark. Tell a friend. What was that? Is that you?
New world order.
Bam, 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 bam. Wow, wow.
Yeah, I was talking to Guy Fieri a few minutes ago.
Yeah, what was that about?
He wants to hear some local talent. He actually took a CD.
All right. What's on the CD?
He's nuts. No, it's a couple old episodes, bro. You know that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
I'm here now, Legends of the Ring in Monroe, New Jersey, with the one and only Bruce Pritchard, everybody. You may know him as Brother Love. Bruce Pritchard, great creative mind in the professional wrestling business. Bruce, first of all, real quick, how are you enjoying today?
Having a blast, getting to meet everybody and just having a good old time here in New Jersey.
Conventions like this, you have talent from all these different eras meeting at one point. What does that say for the business in terms of the health and all these guys that are still trying to do their thing?
Well, the business is still healthy, so it's a good thing. And, you know, the more young talent you have and more guys that you have coming up, the better. And it just shows that there's longevity and that there's always going to be a business around.
I saw that I listened to your show not too long ago, and there was a comment that was WrestleMania 7, they were going to turn Uncle Fred Tugboat heel and call him Sheik Tugboat. Is that or is that not a fact?
Oh, that's 100% fact, yeah.
If you could give any advice to these guys that are coming in now, all these young guys, the guys that are in TNA, the guys that are not yet necessarily on the bigger stage in the world, what exactly would that be for them?
To be different and be unique. And it's not about trying to be, well, I want to be like so-and-so, or I want to be, you know, the Ultimate Warrior was my hero, so I want to be just like him. Or John Cena was my hero, I want to be just like him. When you look at those guys, they weren't like anybody. So you want to be unique, you want to be different, and become yourself.
And one last tag, what advice would you give for guys like me who are kind of on the outside doing the media stuff about professional wrestling and who love the business but may not necessarily know where they belong?
Well, you know, you always got to find your way. So it's make some noise and make people notice and just get out there and have some fun with it.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you.
Good job, Kev. That was awesome, actually. We are here at Legends. Kevin is crushing it on the floor right now, and I can't even see him anymore. Thank you to Justin Carino for helping us out with that one. Justin always looking out for his boys. Good people. things are kind of getting quiet here right now. There's still some people here, but seems to be thinning out a bit. I think maybe people are getting hungry. I smelled some fried chicken before. I could go for some chicken right now, but I am sitting here at the table talking to you live on tape or digital format, whatever you want to call it. Hell of a crowd. I'm looking at Joey Styles from across the way, Kurgan's across the way. And it's such a weird thing the way times have changed. Like, well, thank you, Fink. Last call for Fit Finley. Lots of guys checking their phones. I guess it's a digital world these days, and everybody checking their Twitter, see who's blowing up, who's talking about who, who's taking pictures of who and putting things around. And it's good times all around.
What's shaking, boys?
Oh, did you find anybody new?
I don't know.
Kevin Sullivan's floating the floor if you want to see if you can grab him.
Just I'll grab Sullivan just to say what's up.
He's coming over to say goodbye to Fit Finley right now. He's by Fit and...
I see him.
Oh, you're all the way over here by Tremont.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, that's where I talked to Bruce over there.
I love you. Yo, Lisa Marie Veron is leaving.
I love her.
Yeah, she still looks sick.
She's...
I meant that in a good way.
No, I know.
She's dying or anything like that.
You want to see if... You know, we might actually be better off if, like, people are, like, packing up to get, like, a guy like Joey Styles or...
Yeah, sure. Just talk to him while he's trying to get the fuck out of Dodge.
No, but if it's just, like, a quick, what's up, how you doing?
Excuse me, Mr. Styles. I know you're trying to get home to see your family.
Like, I don't know, whatever.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm just being
a
dick.
Yeah, you are.
I'm bored.
Because I'm...
I'm not
a very confident person, and I went
out
there and
just talked to
everyone.
You're very confident. What are you talking about? I've seen you load up on the Liquid Courage all morning.
Liquid Courage doesn't mean real courage. All right? It doesn't.
It's courage in the name.
It doesn't translate.
There's courage
over.
In the name,
Give me
sir.
T-shirts for the bromance.
We'll be back.
Do you remember when Randy Orton pooped in Kelly Kelly's bag? Well, if you want to hear what that sounded like, tune into the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, shiningwizards.com. It's like we're shitting in your ears constantly.
Kevin's a fucking machine today. He's going to see if he can talk to Joey Styles. I don't think we're getting Joey Styles. No, it's okay. I know he's not doing... he's got a shirt, though. Oh, he might still be under no compete? Hey, it is what it is. Well, Kevin's talking to him. He's
networking.
Just bow to him.
Don't bow. You're good. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Don't worry. He took a shirt. It's good. It's all good.
Uncle Fred's got a line, so he's got like a line that's like 10 deep.
Oh, good for him. Who else is over? I was back there before. I forget who's over there.
Christy Hemme, SoCal Val, Ryback, of course. He's leaving, which I'll see him later, and I'll feel like a dick. But
no, you're fine. Don't sweat it, bro. Don't sweat the small things.
Yeah, it's just rough. I'm mad at myself for playing the cards wrong, and I should have been like, we're going to promote the November show as opposed to promoting the October show, like tonight's show. I should have said
we can work something out going forward, and maybe we can get him on to do promo for November.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know who's glad.
You know, I'll talk to him tonight and get maybe try to work something out. But I just don't want to be overly aggressive. That's all.
No, 100% understand.
Yeah.
Who else? Is Todd Gordon still to your right?
No. Unless Todd Gordon is like 23 years old.
If he is, good for him.
Yeah.
Maria's not doing anything over here. I know she talked to those other guys. Oh, you weren't here before when those guys came by with the boom mic and stuff.
All right. Well, Bennett, they know us, right? Bennett knows us.
Michael does. I don't know if Maria does.
Right. All right.
But
well,
she's
you know
not doing anything.
Got to hustle, so I'm going to go over there and talk to her. See if I can get Maria.
Look at Velvet and her beautiful bosom. Bully Ray is a lucky man.
I know, I'm just looking at a bunch of action figures.
Okay, fair enough.
But they're not like the ones that like I grew up with.
It looks like people made a bunch of custom ones over there.
Yeah, but these are great, but like they're not like the ones that... They're not like the Jacks. They're not like the Hasbros. They're not the LJNs, you know?
Right.
All right, I am here with the one and only Tugboat, Typhoon, Shockmaster, Uncle Fred.
Big Steel Man. Ooh.
Ooh, that's a one that people may forget about. We're here at Legends of the Ring in Monroe. I always want to say Uncle Fred because you're that kind of person. Like,
I seen my nephew today. I seen Cody today with his wife, beautiful wife. Awesome.
So, like, does everyone just want to call you Uncle Fred because you're that kind of guy?
No, they call me worse things, but that's in a speeding car.
Yeah, we can't really. Actually, we are a podcast that does curse a lot, so we can't. But we will. We can't really do that. But just talk about your experience today. I know you have people lined up to meet you. Just real quick, talk about your experience and talk about what these kind of events mean to you.
It's awesome, man. I get to meet up with my friends and family. I get to see guys that I haven't seen for a while, and share stories and stuff with them. And it's awesome. I mean, where can you get all this many legendary wrestling talents, both young and new, that are in the business? I mean, it's phenomenal. And it's nice to be recognized for what you did in this business, you know, knowing that there's fans out there. And with the network, $9.99. Okay.
Look at you.
With the network, I mean, you can watch old, you can watch new, you can watch all the pay-per-views. I mean, it's awesome. We have a student housing building with college students from all over the world in St. Petersburg. And now some of them are in countries where they're not exposed to wrestling. And now we've created wrestling fans because they're watching their pay-per-views, they're enjoying it, then they're looking my matches up online because they know me. So it's a great experience. I met little 8-9-year-old kids here that knew who I am because of their moms and dads, because they were watching me when they were their age. So it's kind of neat.
That's really incredible, and that's what these events, I feel like, are all about. I just have to ask, who gave you your haircut? Because it's phenomenal. Like, young kids would love for it. You got the skin on the side and the top.
High and tight, baby. High and tight. I look, just because there's snow on the roof, there's fire in my furnace, baby. And it's awesome.
I love it, man. Thank you very much, Fred. Thank you very much.
Oh, great to see you.
Always a pleasure. And we'll talk soon.
Excellent.
Great job, Kev. You killed it.
I got Adam Rose right here, so I'm going to try to grab him real quick.
All right, cool.
Hey, Bret Hart just walked in.
No, he didn't.
No, right there.
What is this? Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill gave me a lifesaver that was in his car for like 6 months.
Oh, really?
He gave me two hugs.
Look at that guy.
He's awesome. Look at this guy. Guy Fieri's talking to Maria.
That guy was super sweaty.
Most of them are, bro.
That's
Look
true.
Around. This guy don't even have a neck.
Yeah, buddy.
It's a beef here.
It's definitely starting to wind down, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's been fun. It took a while to get the juices flowing.
No, it was good times.
Oh, absolutely. I don't disagree.
Tugboat just got a call from Lanny Poffo on his phone.
No shit.
I swear to God.
That's awesome.
And Aldo went back by the vendors, so I'm probably not going to grab him.
Okay.
Maria's talking to like five people now, too.
It's Guy Fieri. He's just bullshitting. You could sneak in. Kurgan's all by himself.
He's a big guy.
He looks
like a hockey player.
Yeah, I can see that. A big bruiser?
Yeah.
Throwing haymakers.
Stinky McNoshower is talking to Joel Gertner.
Stinky McNoshower. Tony with the original nicknames over here.
Shut up, you dick.
Just waiting.
We gotta go take a picture with Sam Houston.
I got a picture of Fred holding up the shirt, though.
Oh, you did give him the shirt. Good.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
The picture might be blurry, but hopefully you guys can touch it up.
All right.
No, it's pretty good, I think.
Okay. I don't know how to touch up photos.
Tony does.
Yeah? You do Photoshop?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I don't know.
I don't know if these guys are her vendors or what.
No. The dude in the Steelers shirt is. This Guy Fieri's not.
Oh, Winter's over here with JTG. It's her name, right? Winter?
Yes.
She has
picture.
Oh, yeah. Get on that. Take a picture. She has very nice eyes. Tony's on fucking fire with the pictures.
That's good. He's just as valuable as this is.
I think we had a home run today with this one.
I think we did too. And
ladies and gentlemen, Brutus the Barber Beefcake is at the two-man power trip booth. Once again,
is that us? Is that us?
It's not us.
We're not the two-man power trip group?
No.
Should I ask Howard Finkel why he announced this as that? Actually, Matt, you should go talk to Finkel.
Clearly, my interaction with him before resulted in us being called the wrong podcast.
That's why it would be amazing if he brought it up.
Look at Tony trying to shill these fucking Rudolph.
He's invested in these fucking magazines, which, while it was a great idea, it's a fantastic idea. It's a great product. It's a great magazine. Rudo don't fail. They sell very well. For some reason, though, the ones that...
...for Ricky
the ones that we shill don't really work. So
a bunch of them went out.
Oh, did we? We sold a bunch? That's cool.
Sold? No, gave away.
Sold and gave away. We'll just say sold for the sake of the story.
Do you think you can get a liner from Winter? She's right there.
All right. Let's see if I can do this.
Say, can we just get a liner? Where is she?
Here, Tony, you do it. Tony, you do it. No, you do it. I don't want to do it.
I can't wait to listen back to this.
And she's with Keenan, too, who's a buddy. So,
come on, Team Kevin.
Nah, see.
Ow, what are you hitting me for?
Attractive women make me nervous.
How are you going to talk to Maria, then?
Huh? Oh, that'll be all right. Dude, because I know she's with Mike Bennett.
Dude, take the panties off and go talk to her.
Says the guy who's talked to nobody today.
Yeah. All he did was creepily stalk people and take pictures.
I mean, somebody's got to be stalkerish. She does have nice eyes, though.
She's gorgeous.
I like her eyes.
Please, her accent will add class to the show.
She has an accent?
I don't know, but I'm actually probably going to tap out because I got to get to Brooklyn, New York, and Bay Ridge.
Brooklyn
Zoo. So it's going to take an hour for me to get home.
Brooklyn Zoo. Shame on you. That's a song, right, ODB?
I have no idea.
No idea. Legends of the Ring.
Like, I love how, like, Keenan, he's the man, but he's, like, talking with, like, earbuds in his ears.
It's just for,
aesthetics?
The visual.
Oh.
Go now, dude.
Go where?
Talk to Katie Lee. Get a liner.
Who?
You do it. I'm not doing it. I've done enough. I'm done. I'm out. I'm tapping out.
We lost him. It's been a long, I was going to say 48 hours. So we got that going for us. I should write something out. Oh, hold on.
I mean, it's obviously doable, so just do it. You're the guy that does it, so go for it. Matt, you do it. All right, we are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We are at Legends of the Ring in Monroe, New Jersey. Kevin, Tony, and Matt are here. Things are winding down. I'm too big of a pussy to ask for interviews with certain people, especially the hotter female persuasion, because they make me nervous, and that's a fact. So I talked to a lot of great people today. I talked to Santino Marella. I talked to the Shockmaster, Typhoon, Fred Ottman. I talked to the Bro Man, Jesse Godders, and DJ Z. I talked to great people. I talked to a lot of people I talked to off microphone, but it was still fantastic. And this is just a great show. It's a great time. The Blue Meanie joined us. Joel Gertner joined us. This is a great day, and Matt's going to go ahead and do something that I'm too big of a pussy to do, which is get a liner from Katie Lee Burchill, a.k.a. Winter. Here's the mic.
Thank you. Kevin was afraid to talk to you.
What? Why? I'm like the least scariest person in the world.
You definitely are. I was commenting before you. Very nice eyes.
Unless I'm angry, you wouldn't like me when I was angry.
I don't want to get you angry. Hold on, let me put these headphones on.
Yeah, so you can hear my voice. Hello.
You knocking people over? Lady just goosed me. I really just wanted to ask you for a liner because I know you guys are trying to get out of here.
A liner?
Yeah. If you could say, I wrote it out because I
don't get an interview.
I can interview. I thought you were on the way out. Okay, hold on. Let me fix these.
Well, you could ask her a few questions too.
Advertising? You'll used.
No, never. I just know you guys are running out of here. Everyone's
hold the mic closer to her mouth when she speaks.
Right.
Can't hear her.
You're on your way to Brooklyn tonight, no?
Yes.
Are you excited for WrestlePro?
Of course I'm excited for WrestlePro. I did WrestlePro last night. I'm doing it again tonight. It's an exciting show to be on. And, it's going to blow the roof off of the building. Is that what they say?
I like that, blow the roof off the building. Conventions like this, how much fun is it for you to interact or reconnect with some of the people that you've worked with through all these years?
Oh, thought you were going to say the fans. It's really awesome because, like, a lot of the people that you don't see because everybody lives in different parts of the country or parts of the world even sometimes. So it's really awesome just to see people that you haven't seen in years and you just give each other a big hug and it's like you never parted.
Oh, my God. I didn't know what was going on. And then
I thought you were going to ask me how amazing it is to meet the fans.
Well, that was my follow-up question.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad you asked me that. It's really awesome because I think it's times like this when you get to see what it really means to be out there. And it's a chance for us to feel grateful for those people that are watching us and following us and are supporting us. And they show us so much love. Like, I'm surprised every time, you know, somebody comes up and is like, I love your character and I love watching you. Or even sometimes somebody comes up and goes, oh, you're my favorite. And I can hardly believe it. So it's flattering, and it's also just a really great chance to connect to people that enjoy what we do, and this, you know, it's like a two-way street then.
Hey, what's up? Kevin Matthews here. Yeah, I'm Katarina's ride, literally and not figuratively or something like that or something. And we were trying to leave this convention, and we were supposed to leave a long time ago, but she's doing free promos and interviews, and she's trying to play celebrity. So I think it's time for us to go. What did she say in this interview? Anything good?
Well, I was saying amazing things about WrestlePro just then, but now I might rescind that statement.
Keep going.
Oh, and watch out for WrestlePro superstar Kevin Matthews.
How sweaty am I right now?
Pretty sweaty.
Pretty sweaty.
For more sweat, come tonight to WrestlePro in Brooklyn.
Is this live?
No.
Oh, this isn't live? Are you going to edit me out?
No, we're not going to. Of course we're not going to edit you out.
Best part of
the All right, let's get the fuck out of here, please.
All right, it's time. It's go time.
All right, so,
go interview Mr. Hughes.
All right, I got to do one more thing, which is...
Can you do that?
Yes. This is the infamous Katarina Lee Waters, and you are listening to The Shining Wizards.
Thank you so much. You're an angel. Have fun tonight. Kevin, thank you. Nice seeing you. All right, it's over.
It's over. Interview's over.
See you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, me too.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Yo, while All you right. were working that, we worked Mr. Hughes.
What do you mean you worked him?
We gave him a card. We got a card.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't mean we pulled a fast one on him.
Matt, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Great.
Matt Tremont.
Former CZW world champion, sadly. Bunch of bullshit. How's the convention treating you today?
Convention's been fun, man. Like, fan and, you know, worker in the business. First time I've ever been to a Legends of the Ring convention itself. So it seems like everybody's had a good time. And they come out, see all the legends and guys that paved the way for guys like myself. So I've had a fantastic day today.
Excellent, excellent. For those people who missed out on the convention, they're in the South Jersey area. I know you got a little shop.
Yes.
They can find all the wrestling wares there. Maybe you throw out a little plug for that.
Yeah, man. Bulldozers Collectibles in Berlin, New Jersey, inside the Berlin Farmers Market. Wrestling collectibles, superstore, memorabilia, with anything you can imagine we have. Tapes, DVDs, we got it all. We've been in business 10 months now, man. It's been going good.
Excellent, excellent. How's the whole calling out Onita going?
So far, so good, man. I think I'm just going to keep plugging away, man, and throwing stuff at them. You know, I've in 10 years in doing this now, as far as hardcore wrestling goes, I've accomplished everything I've ever wanted to do. Deathmatch tournaments, titles, so on and so forth. Done United Kingdom, Germany, Mexico. I just want to go to Japan and conquer Japan. So I went right for the big dogs with FMW and Onita. I'm going to keep putting content out there, and hopefully they bite on it, and hopefully I can get to Kurgan Hall one day and earn that Ribera jacket the right way.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's one of those dream matches that you hope for. A couple weeks ago, On Point, they had the pleasure of hosting Low Life Louis Ramos Masada. Unfortunately, Louis, he suffered a severe injury. He did go 20-25 minutes, which is a testament of the kind of animal he is. October 30th, you guys are doing something super special where all the proceeds are going to Louis and his family. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, man, Louis went... That match went 19 minutes with Masada. He broke his rib 4 minutes in and kept going. And then wound up, because of the broken rib, wound up having a collapsed lung. Was in the hospital for a week and a half, and he's missed probably about 3 to 4 weeks worth of work. Myself, Jeff Cannonball, and Loudy, we all came together, like, because Louie never asked anybody for anything, but, and he's the type of guy to, you know, give the shirt off his back. We wanted to do something for him, help him out. We're like, we got to do something for Louie. We made the GoFundMe that got well over $2,000, and then we're going to do the show on October 30th in Williamstown, New Jersey at the On Point Arena. The show's called Thank You, Louie. Thank you for everything he's done for myself and everybody in the business, and hopefully, you know, we raise a lot of money so they can help pay the bills, and he's got, you know, a wife and 2 kids at home. We just want to help them out, and he's, you know, one of the nicest dudes ever in this business I've ever, you know, come encounter with. So I just want to help him out. We got a pretty damn good card for $10. New Jack and myself and Jeff Cannonball in a three-way, Papadon, Monster Mac, anybody you can imagine from this area is going to be working the show, all to give back to Louis on October 30th.
Awesome, Matt. It's been a pleasure. Before we let you go, do you think you could give us a liner? This is Matt Tremont. You're listening to the Shining Wizards.
100%. This is the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
That was great, Matt. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We're going to have to get you up in the studio sometime soon. What was Mr. Hughes doing? Why was he bothering me? What was Mr. Hughes doing? Was he bothering me?
No. While you were talking to Katie, we talked to Curtis and Mr. Hughes, and He wants to do the show.
Does he want me to go over there and talk to him?
No, you don't need to.
We okay. We're all good. You got his card? He has a card? What the shit? Yeah. Is he ready to get out of here? Let me take care of that. You want to stop this?
Do you want to just end the show then?
Well, we can start wrapping up. I mean,
all right. Well, then maybe this is it.
All right.
Don't believe everything you hear on the podcast. Most of it is made up, not true, and I get so embarrassed, but I have no way to get back at them.
Like I said before, everyone thinks it's a big fucking joke. Yeah. Big funny joke. And then they realize when they fucking, they're going to get 40 messages a day, and they're opening up Pandora's box.
Next question. Has the wizard... Jesus! I'm skip. Sorry, Michael.
See?
That's pretty funny. Listen.
All people care about.
Has the wizard...
popular.
All right,
you know,
let's continue.
Realize after this, you know, after we start making comments like, and that's when the warlord comes in and whatever else, and push Nelson and whatever other stupid comments we made where people fucking follow suit. Now the new thing is everyone's going to say I'm
just busted.
Oh, no, I'm just busting. I'm just busting. I'm busting. I'm busting. Oh, I'm just busting.
Just busting.
I'm just busting. I'm just busting. Ah.
Just busting. I'm just busting.
I'm busting. You're gay. You're fucking gay. I'm busting. Oh, I'm just busting. I'm just busting.
Just busting. I'm just busting.
Oh, no, I'm just busting. I'm just busting.
I need a Nelson. No, I'm just busting. I'm just busting.
I have a small dick.